This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
The charity Fight for Sight raises money and then distributes those funds amongst researchers in the sight loss sector. It's all about working to eradicate sight loss. So some of these conditions may be common conditions, some may be very, very rare. It costs millions of pounds a year and they're always looking for ways to help with that fundraising. Dolores Conroy is with us from Fight for Sight. Dolores, is it not a struggle, but do you constantly have to look at different ways and re-innovate the way that you raise money?
Absolutely. I mean, it's becoming a bit of a challenging environment fundraising at the moment, and you obviously need to have lots of different ways of doing so. Each year we spend about 3 to 4 million on new research projects. We need to be able to obviously generate that income. And whilst there are many different income streams, our fundraising is extremely important to us. And we're absolutely delighted to be working with Stephen Edwards, who won the MasterChef's professional series in 2013. And really, this event that he is going to do for us, which is a 6-course dinner in London, it really follows on from our flagship event, which is called Feast Your Eyes event. And we ran this from the 16th to the 22nd of October. And this event is all about dining in the dark. And it's obviously really important that people understand what it's like to be blind and to have to eat food in the dark. And also, it's really important to understand how important your eyes are when it sort of comes to eating, you know, after seeing the presentation of food on the plate and all of that. So we're really excited that Stephen has offered to make a 6-course food event for us. And also, part of this will be a blind tasting. So we're really excited that Stephen has taken on this event and to work with us and to help us raise funds.
Now, we have Stephen with us. Stephen, 6 courses and people will not be able to see what's on the plate. How do you prepare for something like that?
Well, it makes my life a bit easier, not having to worry about plating up. No. What it is, it's one of the courses we're going to do blindfolded because I really want to showcase, obviously, what I do, but I think it's really important that sight does have an impact on the taste.
I mean, presentation, as Dolores said, it is part of it. When you're putting out a meal, you look at it first of all because you want to see how it is on the plate. And not that I'm saying that the taste comes second, but, you know, taking that sighted element away should probably enhance the taste buds as well, do you think?
The research I've done into it is that it will enhance the taste, and it almost makes you feel a little bit nervous as well when you're trying food blindfolded. It's really concentrating your focus into the food itself.
So will you be experimenting with different textures and tastes for that part?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of my food philosophy anyway, but the second course is titled Salmon and Apple, which sounds pretty normal so far, but I'm serving it with a horseradish ice cream.
Wow.
I'm hoping that's going to be a little bit different and something that they might not expect on the plate.
Do you have to think about things differently when you're putting something like this together? It's 6 courses and, you know, you've got that sighted element sort of taken away for some of it. Or is it just your philosophy, as you say, that it is presentation but taste and texture?
It's something that I really wanted to help with. For me, creating dishes, it's all about the flavours. I tend to use more humble ingredients, but try and pair it off to give a different taste. So when I was approached to do this and they said one of the dishes will be blindfolded, I was really excited by the prospect of giving a dish, getting people to interact, getting them to, you know, ask their colleagues what they thought and what it tasted like. You know, that, for me, excites me.
How do you plan 6 courses? Because, you know, I was talking earlier with Dolores and she was saying, you know, there's going to be 6 of these to get through. I thought, I've never had 6 courses in my life.
You need to come to one of our events. The company I've got is called Edge Food, and 6 courses is a nice number. I mean, if you look at your traditional, your 3 is basically, you're just cutting those dishes in half. So we're able to give you twice as better dining experience than just having 3 courses. I would say it's twice as good as that.
Have you tried it yourself with a blindfold on?
I have tried food blindfolded, and I was quite shocked at the effect it has because, like I said earlier, it really does focus your taste buds. You tend to taste food a lot slower, you know, rather than just diving in and eating it as fast as you can. I think what it does, it definitely emphasises flavour.
Dolores, it sounds fantastic. Six courses. We heard just a little bit there from Stephen about one of the particular courses as well. And I'm thinking as well, if you're blindfolded, actually getting the, you know, the cutlery to your mouth as well could be a bit of a challenge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've actually done one here in the charity at Fight for Sight a few weeks ago, and we nominated some of our colleagues to cook some food for us, and then we all sat around a table and ate it blindfolded. And let me tell you, it was a bit of a scary experience because I like to see what I eat because I'm quite particular about what I eat. I couldn't eat most of it because I just didn't like the texture, but it actually, as Stephen said, it really highlights how important, you know, our senses are. And I hope it'll make a better dining experience. It certainly will be a very different experience. And we've had loads of people who've done this event, this flagship event called Feast Your Eyes this year. They've done it in different forms. They can have picnics, they can have cheese and wine. They've had dinner, our part of the public have had dinner. So it's been a really sort of interesting experience, and we'll put all their thoughts and ideas and things together and maybe share it with the public.
Dolores, this is about awareness raising, it's about fundraising. So if people would like to get involved or learn more about Fight for Sight, how do they get in touch?
You can look on our website at fightforsight.org.uk, and if you'd like to buy a ticket for this event with Stephen, you can call us on 0207 264 3900.
It sounds absolutely fantastic. Dolores, Stephen, good luck with the event, and thank you both for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.